This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't let anyone rob your joy. What do you do to fight off discouragement in challenging times? For our question last hour, and the answers keep rolling in here. Texture says, joy is finally seeing a Vikings kicker win a game for them. Boy, we'll settle for less than ideal situation here.
I thought it was fun watching the Packers-Bengals game, in because they had five missed field goals in like 6 or 7 minutes of the game. Combining the two, it's like, yeah, it's like watching the Vikings play the Vikings.
Texter says, Scott, nurses are walking out of nursing homes and hospitals due to COVID vax mandates. That's not years in the making. It is not happening at Sanford, but it's happening elsewhere. That's definitely, that's adding insult to injury, no doubt about that. It makes a bad situation worse, I guess is probably a better way to say that. I don't disagree with the caller. The texture here. You asked what we are having, rather what we are hanging on to for hope. I believe that we're seeing the 16-year plan in warp speed. All of what we see going on is all being done by design. This is the deep state plan to bring down America. It'll get a little worse before it gets better. And it was never about the virus and everything to do with the election. COVID is a con, a sham, fake testing to push the plandemic with the mainstream media. It's so obvious. Those who are sick in the hospitals are the vaxxed. Well, not according to the statistics that come from healthcare. And again, I don't. What motivation would someone at Sanford Health, Ascension, Trinity, whatever, have to sort of collaborate here and say, all right, those that are hospitalized, the vast majority do not have a vaccine of any kind. So they then tell you their best advice is your best chance of getting hospitalized due to COVID or having the worst possible fight with COVID, ventilators, and et cetera, is to be vaccinated. That's what they're telling you based on the numbers. While the same thing can be said to say people who are vaccinated have been vaccinated, also get COVID, and also get... The human body is not easily analyzed, folks. Just isn't. So, there's that. Texter says, when the swine flu vaccine was attributed to 36 deaths, they pulled it. The jab is attributed to thousands by the CDC, but it's still being pushed. You are adamantly against abortion, which kills, but this issue seems to get your support. No, what issue gets my support is that you don't take the evidence from anyone other than a health professional you trust. I think I've said that over and over and over again. Another texter. Could someone please explain the pillow guy conspiracy theory about the popular vote being altered? How does that change the handwritten electoral votes that were certified by Congress, which in turn led to Joe Biden being elected president of the United States? Well, the date in which the electoral votes are certified is in the Constitution. And the states have until that date to take what they believe is the best process in their states, and here's the numbers. What is going on with some of these forensic audits is to go back and take a look to say, did they certify the election accurately? Or do we know information since that would lead us to believe that wasn't as we thought it was on January 6th? So they both can be accurate, I guess, is what I'm getting at. And we really don't have a process in our Constitution or a remedy defined to say, if we find out they were certified wrong, what do we do? So that's why Mike Lindell has said, the more scrutiny we bring to this to prove out what he says happened on 3rd, 4th, 5th of November 2020 would go to the Supreme Court. So that's Mike's mission. And he's doing that now state by state to go back and have that looked at. North Dakota is doing an audit. Josh Gallion is doing an audit specific to the hard infrastructure. Can it be influenced by outside sources? So very much looking forward to the result of that. All right, more of your text before we're done this hour. Right now we're going to talk about an issue related to kids learning in North Dakota schools. Kirsten Baszler is the state school superintendent. She put out new information, test information, last week. The children declined in student math and English proficiency during the last school year. The numbers are alarming. We're going to talk about that with Kirsten Baszler today on the program. Thank you for joining us, Kirsten. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, looking forward to digging into this a little bit. These numbers surprise you? Alarm you?
Well, all of the above, but less surprising and more alarming. I think I figured that this is probably going to be happening. I wish that it wouldn't, but I saw what was going on. You know, I've been watching Hurricane Katrina. That's kind of the barometer that most of us in education have been using for catastrophic disasters. And I knew what happened during that time to those students when their school was just completely disrupted. All researchers are saying that this is the impact of COVID-19 on learning is about 3 to 4 times the impact of Hurricane Katrina on the New Orleans students. And so surprising, yes, to an extent, but alarming, most certainly. Absolutely very, very alarming.
So how bad is it? And give me a sense of how you go about benchmarking this with previous years and who gets the test. Walk us through the process a little bit.
I can do that. That would, and I think that's important. Before we start to talk about the results, I think it's very important for all our listeners and in the state of North Dakota to understand exactly what we're talking about. So this test is given to every 3rd through 8th grader in the state of North Dakota and every 10th grader in the state of North Dakota. It's the North Dakota State Assessment, and it is given the spring of every school year. So obviously, in spring of 2020, the test was exempted. Every state was exempted from having to take this test. And so what we're comparing to is the spring of 2019, when life was normal, when everyone, you know, wasn't talking about masks and vaccinations and COVID-19. So what we're comparing to is the spring of 2019 to the spring of 2021, after a year and a half of COVID. It's also very important, as we talk about the test results, it's very, very important that we have a conversation about the participation rate. And so we're going to see a lot of national data that's coming out. We're going to see a lot of maybe some test scores where other states are reporting. But I want everybody, I want all of your listeners to dig into the participation rate. In a normal year, before COVID, it was required that 98% of the students in your state took a test before it could be considered on a national level. Well, with COVID, participation was not mandatory. We didn't know what kind of participation rates we were going to get. North Dakota has one of the highest participation rates in the entire country. 96% of our students, grades 3 through 8 again, and grade 10, took the test. And so these tests, the results of this test are extremely reliable, very comparable, and what they would call in the psychometrician world of statisticians of assessment world, they would call it valid test scores. So when anybody hears another state's test results, or please dig into the participation. We had a 96% participation rate in our state. Digging into that a little bit deeper, and this could be a whole other conversation, Scott, but digging into that a little bit deeper, about that equated to about 1,200 students that took the test in 2019 did not take the test in 2021. As we dig into the demographics of that, we dig into the fact that of those 1,200, the majority are our students living in poverty and are students of Native American race. And so you can surmise from that possibly our test scores would have been maybe even a tish lower than they are, because generally speaking, students in poverty and students of Native American race or ethnicity tend to score lower. But with that being said, that's kind of that's the who took the test. And now I can share the results with you. The results are, and I'll just preface this by saying that we weren't that great before the pandemic started. There's a lot of local control. There's a lot of money going out to local school boards and local school districts, and they were working diligently to try and get those test scores up. But in the pandemic year, we dropped 7 points in mathematics overall and 5 points in English language arts, which includes reading and writing. So in a statistician's world, that the 5% would be a significant drop. 7% would be a very significant drop. So even digging in a little bit deeper than that, what is also very alarming to me is those younger students, in addition to the 5%, 7% drop in overall, there was an 11% drop in, or 11% increase at novice for our third grade reading. So that's a concern.
Wow. All right, so more on the test data that shows learning during the pandemic declined in North Dakota schools. When we come back, how do you fix it? What do you do about it? More with Kirsten Baszler, superintendent of state schools in North Dakota. After this. DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And, DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today with those bumpers, aren't you, Kev?
Yeah, I got a couple of texts to my couple of friends of mine from other years ago.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, who since 1908, did the math on that, wow, over 100 years providing high-quality plumbing. Remember the little plumber? Heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services all across now, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Start right there in Bismarck, but has grown and grown. They are experts in indoor air quality in the IAQ space, to use the acronym there that is the most known in the industry. And here's the bottom line. just like when you go to buy a car. Do I want a little tiny Chevy or do I want a Cadillac? Right? You have a range of options when it comes to indoor air quality, too. And the folks at A.J. Thompson & Sons can answer every question you might have on it. It is the one area schools have done this, long-term care facilities have done this, where there is a notice businesses are doing this. So Bar and Labby's up north of Fargo heard a great story about not one contact trace case of COVID there after they put in IAQ products. It is working. So talk to the experts at H.A. Thompson & Sons, online at hatandsons.com to learn more about what you can do to be proactive in the era of a pandemic. Speaking of which, we've learned about a decline in learning, specifically in English and in math, in this benchmark. So we've got the depressing news out of the way, Kirsten Baszler. Now let's talk about what we can do about it. For one, there's no shortage of cash going to schools, right? I mean, there's a record amounts of dollars because of COVID that have come into schools. And I know money doesn't buy everything. Will it buy a reversal of these disturbing trends by chance?
You know, that's the intent of it. I have a team member of mine, a teammate of mine at the department, former college football player, said, you can't have a historic comeback unless you have a historic deficit. So that's where we're at right now. So we have a historic, unprecedented deficit in our test scores right now. But I can't think of a state that is more positioned, better positioned to make a historic comeback. We have such committed families, very, very, very committed teachers and school district leaders in every one of our districts. And so I think we are positioned. We have received over $300 million in federal aid from the federal government to specifically address these issues. We put out a list this spring of resources, of ideas that local school districts should consider as they make their plans to spend this money. So again, I want to make clear that this money was delivered out to our local school districts. This isn't a state decision. Every school community will be making their own plan on how they can recover. I would encourage all of your listeners to become very engaged in that plan. Some things that we sent out from the department, things that we can do here is resources, ideas that have an impact, one-on-one high-impact tutoring, extended school days for those families that maybe be working till 5 o'clock instead of having them go home to a family friend's house, maybe enroll them in an after-school program. You know, as you know, Scott, the more time you do spend doing something, the better you get at it, right? And so they just spend an additional hour. And the after-school programs, the summer school programs, are not like we knew school. I really want to stress that. These are engaging, fun, exploratory, you know, experiential learning experiences that happen after school and in the summer where they don't even know they're learning. Remember those days, Scott, where you didn't even really remember you were learning in Cub Scouts or in Boy Scouts? And you walked away with a whole wealth of knowledge. That's what these after-school programs are. These is what the summer school programs are. But we have $300 million that has been invested in the recovery. I know some people say, well, you know, we can't hire people because we can't sustain that. Well, we're not going to need those additional people in 3 years. Our students, just like a flood, the floods in Minot and Bismarck and Fargo, a lot of people need to show up to recover from that. And they're not needed afterwards. But after the recovery, they go away. The same thing, we should view this academic recovery in that same vein of get the people in those seats that you need now to help those students recover, and then when the triage is over, they can go back to doing other work.
Is the debate over whether or not in-person learning is essential to the kind of data we'd expect as the taxpaying citizens of North Dakota for our kids learning? I mean, is that what is screaming from these stats?
That's a really great question, Scott. It's a really great question. I will tell you that the number one indicator of success in learning is a relationship, a human relationship with person to person. I bet you could even say that as an adult, the things that you learn most, you learn from people that you've developed a relationship with. I'm not convinced this should not be an indictment on virtual learning. Because virtual learning, I think, is an opportunity for us to, especially in our small towns, our rural schools, we don't want them to close. But if they can't get a science teacher, I don't want us to say that virtual learning from a science teacher in a major hub of North Dakota is going to be bad. What I will say is that in order to teach virtually, it takes a lot of time. Like, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of energy. None of our teachers were allowed that time or preparation when we had to immediately pivot to virtual learning. So the legislature has done a couple things. I'm just going to say thanks to our legislature in the 67th Legislative Assembly. They actually provided additional funding to provide state funds for anybody and everybody to do summer school from here until the law changes. And so not just during the pandemic, they're providing funding to pay for every student that wants to take summer school instead of previously they were just paying for students that had fallen behind. We don't want kids to fall behind and then they have to catch up. But the other thing that they did is that they allowed the opportunity for schools in North Dakota to provide virtual learning, but it came with a caveat. They had to carve those students out, put them in a separate school plant building. So in 2022, we'll have data, Scott, on how well our students did in in-person learning compared to how our students did in virtual learning. So we'll have that answer to the question in another year.
Texture says, do we need the federal government involved? And another says, federal funding, are you kidding? Throw more money at education and problems get worse every dang year. What do you say to that, Kirsten?
So that person is singing my song, Scott. I got to tell you, that might sound surprising coming from the state superintendent of public instruction. I think I have the reputation of I go in there and fight for more money. That really isn't the role that I play. It's not the position that I've taken. Money is not the answer to this problem. Doing things differently with the money that we have. Scott, you know that I was a school board member in Mandan for 9 years, almost a decade over in Mandan. And when I first took over as school board president, the state paid less than 40% of the cost to educate our students in Mandan. And the rest was sent federal money. And 45% was covered by local property taxpayers, local property owners. When I took office, I was one of those people that was screaming at the top of my lungs that, you know, unfunded mandates. You can't tell us what you're supposed to do. You know, almost 50% of the money coming to educate my students in Mandan are coming from Mandan residents. Don't tell us what to do. You fast forward to 2021, 70% of almost, in some cases, 80% of the cost to educate a student in every one of our school districts in the state is covered by state tax dollars. With that being said, the unfunded mandate cry of local control, it just doesn't cut it anymore. So I really think that people need to lean in their local communities and say, this is what I want for our school. State lawmakers have the absolute authority to say we're paying 80% of the funds, of the cost. This is what we expect from every one of our schools across the state. So
more of our conversation.
Yeah,
hang tight. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. A couple calls waiting, too. Kirsten Basler, Superintendent of Public Instruction in North Dakota, on these test scores in the COVID era.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Teton County Coroner Brent Blue has called for a press conference at 2:30 p.m. Eastern today to discuss the ruling on the autopsy, which will likely include the cause of death for 22-year-old Gabby Petito. The hunt for the person of interest in her homicide, Brian Laundrie, remains on the run. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order banning any entity in the state from enforcing a COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Abbott said in a press release Monday, quote, "The COVID-19 vaccine is safe, effective, and our best defense against the virus, but should remain voluntary and never forced," end quote. Psychologists who evaluated 22-year-old Ahmad Alyssa, accused of fatally shooting 10 people at a Colorado grocery store in March, have found him incompetent to stand trial. On Monday, prosecutors were seeking a second mental health opinion. The judge has not ruled on the prosecution's request and will be argued during an October 14th competency review hearing. USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Now I'm lying here with Linda on my mind. And next to me,
yes, it would make me happy.
To be the one.
Linda makes him happy, right?
Oh, classic country.
Yeah, there you go. Petra Strip USA, our fine sponsor today. What's on your mind? Remember the 4 for $4 deal? Pizza? Hot stuff, personal pan pizza? Right there waiting for you, all fresh and ready to go. A couple of homemade cookies and a 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4 at PetroServe USA and Valley Dairy locations. And you could be the next game day winner. Bison Home Games, they give away two $500 gift cards at the store's new winners draw on every weekly. And they, once you're in for that week, they draw and then they start all over. So you got to get in there each week and register. PetroServe USA. They're doing the same, by the way, for UND games up north at Valley Dairy stores. Tell them Scott sent you. Got a hankering for a meatball dinner today. Harwood's where you want to go. Meatloaf, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Salisbury Steak in Glendon. Tacos in Yulin. Lots of choices in Valley City off exit 292. More of our chat with the superintendent of public instruction for the state of North Dakota, Kirsten Baszler, talking about the learning decline in North Dakota schools. And before the break, a couple of texters wanted to ask the question, you know, are the feds the problem here? Because those federal dollars come with strings, right, Kirsten?
So, normally I would say yeah. But this is my 32nd year in education, Scott, and I'm going to say that this set of federal funding for ESSER, which is the Elementary Secondary School Emergency Relief Fund, is what ESSER stands for. I've never seen fewer strings than I've seen from the federal government than this right here. The allowability of these uses is quite open-ended, and that's why it's going to be necessary for our school districts to be very thoughtful about how they spend this funding. They really can literally spend it on anything that they want to. Its intended purpose from the taxpayers, I believe, was to make sure that our students, you know, will recover from this, and we're not supporting them with social services, you know, this whole generation with social services for the next 40 years. But with that being said, there aren't a lot of strings from the federal government on this one. They say use it to recover, use it to continue operations, use it to get students in schools. And I think it's going to be up to us, Scott, as responsible North Dakotans, responsible, you know, community members to say, okay, you received, you know, whether it be $18 million or $13 million that I think Bismarck received, whatever that amount is, for those residents to say, did we use this to make sure that our students were doing okay? And not just some students, but all students.
Texter asked this question. Ms. Baszler, how much funding from the federal government per student does the North Dakota school system get from mask mandates? How much per student? Second part of my question, can the superintendent of Fargo schools bypass you and get that funding without your knowledge?
So there is no funding coming through me for bonuses, et cetera, I think is what they're alluding to, for a school district providing a mask mandate. There is no funding that I am aware of whatsoever that exists for a school district that a school district would receive for securing a mask mandate. I'm not aware of any funding for mask mandates.
So there is no connection between a mask mandate and the federal government and funding.
That's correct.
Got it. Texter says, so kids were out of the classroom and getting maybe half a day of schooling. I guess when I see kids playing outside from 1 p.m. on, when they should be in school, the drop in test scores shouldn't be surprising. Disappointing, but not surprising.
I think I would agree wholeheartedly with that, Texter. That's how I feel. I'm not quite surprised. I think that there are some people in North Dakota that were surprised because of the drop in test scores, because they felt that, well, most of our kids were in school 5 days a week, full time. It was really only our larger school district, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, West Fargo, that started in a hybrid fashion last fall. But the majority, we have 174 school districts in the state. The majority of our school districts, like 160 of those, started full time, 5 days a week, all day, every day, last fall, and experienced really that schedule the entire year. So I think a lot of people in those school districts were surprised that their dropped as well. I wasn't quite as surprised because the world has been in chaos for the last year and a half. And when kids pick up on that, when they're adults, the adults in their life are fighting and or worried about something, kids pick up on that emotion, and they've been distracted and their lives have been in chaos too, making it much, much harder to learn the basic fundamentals of reading, math, and writing.
So these numbers are a wake-up call. You've laid out some things you think can be done. What kind of reaction are you getting from local school districts about it? What are they saying that I guess that either most encourages you or discourages you?
So, I have to say, I'm so proud of our local school leaders and so proud of our local school board members. I don't think when any of them ran for that locally elected position that they expected that they would be dealing with a pandemic. I think what I'm most proud of is the fact that they had made some plans to use their ESSER funding in a certain way. And now that the test scores have come out, they're under the assumption that they were going to be just fine. They had planned to use the funding for some maybe property tax relief or maybe, you know, some improvements to their school district that they had always wanted. Now that the schools have received their scores, I see school board members and school leaders across the state reevaluating, analyzing, digging deep into their data and saying, where do we really need to put this money? Our taxpayers wanted to ensure that our students were going to be okay with this generation, and they're reevaluating the plan. So that's what I'm most concerned about is the direct opposite of that, that a school district isn't going to say, we should maybe take a look at the way that we were going to spend this money and continue to just move forward pretending that there is no problem. I we're just not like that in North Dakota. We are able to accept the hard truth, and we are able to make it better for the next generation. So I'm disappointed when I see some school districts not accepting the hard reality and reevaluating what they need to do for kids. I'm a firm believer in academic student achievement will never improve until adult behavior changes. I'm a firm believer in that. It all begins and ends with adult choices. So let's make sure we're spending that money wisely.
Final question for you, different topic. The National School Boards Association recently wrote a letter to the Department of Justice, which prompted a letter from the Attorney General suggesting that the rise in concern among parents about critical race theory and the conversations they were having before school boards was somehow threatening, that it was violent, and suggested that the federal government would need to intervene. What was your reaction to that?
I was surprised. I was very surprised. So I'm a former member of that association, the National School Board Association, because, of course, I was a Mandan school board member for a number of years. I was very, very surprised, and I personally did not think that that was a wise move on that association's part. But after that went out, I reached out to our School Boards Association in North Dakota and our Superintendents Association executive directors and said, are our school boards feeling in danger? Are our superintendents feeling threatened? And I got the resounding no. And I, as I just alluded to in the first segment, it's like, this is the time for parents, for community members to lean in. You elected those people. As I said, I was a member for 10 years, a school board member. I wanted to hear how people were feeling. Do that respectfully. Do that with grace and dignity and integrity. But you can't serve the people. When you get elected to any position, whether it's the state superintendent or a local, you've been elected to represent the people, and you can't do that unless you know how the people are feeling. You are there to serve the people. So my opinion of that letter was it was ill-informed. I don't believe necessary, but I have confirmed that it was certainly not representative of the way that our boards and superintendents in North Dakota are feeling. And I would still encourage our family members, our community members, to visit with your locally elected board members in a respectful manner with integrity, and let them know how you feel. And that's the way that government works best.
North Dakota Way, good to hear the feedback you got, too, that this is a solution in search of a problem, which probably shouldn't surprise us from the Biden administration. Interesting. Yeah. Okay, Kirsten, we'll let you go. Thanks for the extra time today. Appreciate you talking through concerns for every parent out there. Any parent that sees these numbers can't be happy and wants something done about it, so appreciate you laying out the path forward.
Thank you so much for your time, Scott. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about my favorite subject, K-12 education. Take care.
Kirsten Baser, Superintendent of Public Instruction in North Dakota, our guest on What's on Your Mind. All right, a couple minutes left. We have Kevin Pfeiffer joining us in the next segment. I want to get more of your answers to the question of the day, which, by the way, have been fun to see, haven't they, guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Invigorating to see.
There's a lot of positives.
A lot of positives out here. So we appreciate the commentary and hope you keep it going here today on the program. So a few textures saying on all topics. Please do not allow Kirsten Baszler to blame test scores on parents. She needs to be held responsible. I don't know if I heard her blame parents. A lot of the problem is what you're teaching them. Common Core is horrible, and it isn't working. COVID didn't help, but Common Core is to blame most of all, says another. The joys of life today, it's our question of the day answer, our two-year-old granddaughter, we get to watch her, being close to her, while her mother, a nurse, and her father, who's a veteran, are both working full-time. We get the awesome privilege of having sleepovers, going on dates for chocolate chip cookie dough yogurt treats.
There you go.
A great opportunity to make all the memories that will always be cherished. What a blessing, huh?
Truly.
What a blessing.
That's that little person who we're fighting for. Let's be honest about it.
Yeah. Texture says, onward Christian soldiers. Our world is difficult, but God is in control. Heard a lot of faith stories today, which is, I think, fantastic as well. Keep those coming. The parents and all citizens of North Dakota should look at the standardized tests that our students are scored on. The test questions are confusing and convoluted. All right, so there is somebody saying the test is the reason. I think one problem with that would be the fact that this is benchmarked the same over these number of years. Right? So let's accept their argument. The tests are confusing and convoluted. They were last year, they were the year before, they were the year before, then I assume, and you're at least benchmarking them there. I guess it's one reason, so.
And they test with the bar down about here, don't they? With standardized testing when it comes to that, too?
Another texture says, if people who are vaccinated can still get COVID and can still pass it on, and people who are not vaccinated can do the same, what's the difference? Vax pushers have no rational argument. Texture says, the government and healthcare spokespersons still ignore natural immunity and insist on questionable vaccines. Probably the greatest disappointment of this whole thing. We've not had a more robust conversation about boosting your immunity system, right? Natural immunity. Can't figure that one out. More coming up.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land and equipment auctions feature nearly 1,000 acres of farmland, excellent cropland in Polk and Norman counties in Minnesota, and nearly 320 acres of excellent cropland in Grand Forks County, North Dakota. And don't forget our premier equipment auctions in Moffett and Regent, North Dakota. For more information on these land and equipment auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Unleaded 88 retailers across the state are participating in the third annual Pink at the Pump promotion to raise funds for breast cancer awareness. Participating retailers include PetroServe USA locations in Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, and West Fargo. Cashwise locations in Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, West Fargo, and Williston, and Tesoro and Widmere. 3 cents per gallon of unleaded 88 sold in October will go to North Dakota Women's Way. Choose the unleaded 88 nozzle in October to support breast cancer awareness.
Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started. Today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your church and the flame in your eyes.
What's on your mind? I had to wait for Brand New Man to kick in. Powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. Fall is here. That means get ready for winter. Schwann Buick GMC has a great selection of local trades, especially trucks and SUVs. And most come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Save thousands in interest with some of the lowest finance rates in years. Payments to fit every budget and is always giving you the most money for your trade-in. Heck, they might even buy your vehicle outright, too. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Kevin Pfeiffer is going to join us here in just a moment. If you're watching the video stream of the show today. I just see we've added a hashtag now, Let's Go Brandon. So we've got it everywhere. It's been, besides finding ways to remain joyful in challenging times, which we've had some inspiring answers today on the program. Thank you for that very much. Mm-hmm. In our question of the day, we've had a little fun with the Let's Go Brandon, too.
So. Let's go, Brandon.
Exactly right. Yes. That reporter's now famous, isn't she?
Yeah. All right, Chuck. Thank you very much.
All right. Kevin Pfeiffer is here from Pfeiffer's America's Land Auctioneer to give us a little rundown of some auctions coming up. Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, doing good, Scotty. Hey, hope everybody's having a great morning. We're in western North Dakota today, and you need your long job done today.
Yeah, a little chilly, by the way. We haven't talked about this yet, but there is actually a winter storm warning for a couple of counties in North Dakota, way out there in western southern corner, the southwest corner of North Dakota and into Montana. So, yeah, they're talking snow. So I know it's October, that happens, but we've been kind of blessed here with good weather, so coming that way, right?
Absolutely. We have a sale over by Regent today, and I'm glad it's today because they're saying 50 to 60 mile an hour wind tomorrow and snow. So our crew will be out of here, though, but then we move over to Baker, Montana for another equipment auction. But great country. You know what it's like out here, Scotty? Beautiful country out in southwestern North Dakota.
Not only is it beautiful, the stock of character out there amongst the good folks knows no bounds. Love that about
absolutely. Yeah. They have their feet firmly planted on the ground, that's for sure.
Don't they, though? So what do you tell us a little bit about the Regent sale today.
Well, it looks like, you know, we're going to have it starts here in about an hour. We got a nice lineup of big tractors and semis. We got some really, really nice tandem anhydrous ammonia tanks and all kinds of grain trailers, but it's going to be a nice sale. And actually, you know, it's probably too late for some people to get to it, but you can go online and bid at Pfeiffer's.com or go to our Pfeiffer's Apple app on your cell phone or computer and just bid online if you'd like to from your phone or computer. But nice sale here. And then, of course, Thursday we're going to have a phenomenal land auction down by Strasburg, home of Lawrence Watt, but we're going to be selling a couple thousand acres of exceptional, really exceptional, notable farmland down in that area. And then, of course, next week, it really gets into high gear with some really good land all over the country, Foster and Eddy County, New Rockford, Carrington area. And then we're going to be over into Fergus Falls. And then the following week, our Western North Dakota annual event where we sell cropland and hunting land during the middle of pheasant hunting season. We got seven auctions the following week in Mott, Regent, Dickinson, and Bowman.
A lot going on. I'm telling you, I'm looking at some of this acreage that are part of the Western Dakota land auction here on the 20th and 21st next week. You're talking about Hettinger County, Morton County, Oliver County, Slope, Adams, Corson County of South Dakota, 1,100 acres down there on Friday the 22nd. So what a week next week, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be it's really going to be something else for buyers because you know it's going to be sitting at your favorite restaurant, kind of going through the menu. You can't really decide what you want. So maybe take a little bit of everything or share whatever. But again, it's one of those deals where the land this year that we have in inventory is some of the best we have ever sold in the state of North Dakota, including South Dakota and Montana. These big sprawling ranches that are just exceptional grazing and hunting land. The hunting land out here, as you know, of course, in southwestern North Dakota is quite phenomenal. So whether it's upland game, pheasants, quail, whatever it might be, and then your big, big game hunting, your deer, antelope, even elk, you know, there's going to be some properties we're selling north of Beach, north of Medora this year that have elk on it. Just unbelievable big draws and at the breaks of the Badlands. So, again, quite an offering this year, probably none like we've ever seen before throughout the Pfeiffer's organization. But our agents have done a great job securing this land for sale, and all of it's going to be gone. I mean, it's all going to have new owners.
Pretty amazing. And by the way, one thing I should remind folks, all these auctions are online. So some online and in person, but the ability for folks wherever they're listening to join in this is that's one of the nice little technology pieces, as you say, whether it's with the app or going online to Pfeiffer's.com. Real easy to participate from anywhere, right?
Absolutely. And the nice thing about the land auctions that Pfeiffer's manages, all of them are either live or a combination of live and online, and there's no buyer's premium. So, again, if you want to bid from your home or your app or whatever you want to do, you can do so. You don't have to pay a buyer's premium. Now, obviously, on the equipment auctions, there's a little bit different situation there. But, again, on the land auctions, don't worry about it. We're taking care of you in that. And if you want a phone bid or whatever it might be, we can certainly accommodate everybody there, too, making it as easy and transparent as we possibly can for everybody. And this is a year to buy land. I mean, look at it, Scott. You can finance land so reasonably right now. Don't use all your capital to buy land. Use somebody else's capital. It's reasonably priced. I'm not going to give any quotes out, but everybody pretty much knows that the access to reasonable, low-priced capital, it's out there for pretty much everybody. I mean, and again, obviously, you got to be halfway decent credit risk or better. But those rates are so good. I'm a big fan of using somebody else's capital to purchase land.
Especially the price of money right now. 877-700-4099. For more details, go to Pipers.com on all of these. Thanks, Kevin. Good chatting with you, folks. God bless. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.